Today, the Minnesota Vikings announced that star player Adrian Peterson would be reinstated after being benched for yesterday's game. And Peterson released a statement in which he said he realizes after seeing a psychologist that there are other ways to discipline a child, although the kind of discipline he gave his own child, he got as a child, and it saved him from the streets. News that Peterson had been indicted by a grand jury in Texas on a child abuse charge for taking a tree branch and whipping his misbehaving 4-year-old son last spring turned football commentators into cultural observers this past weekend, particularly observers of black culture. Here's retired NBA star Charles Barkley on CBS's The NFL Today.
Listen, we spank kids in the South. I think the question about did Adrian Peterson go overboard? But listen, Jim, we all grew up in different environments. Listen, every black parent in my neighborhood in the South would be in trouble or in jail under those circumstances.
A lot of players agreed. Roddy White called what Peterson did just disciplining. Mark Ingram argued his parents gave him whoopings to make him the best human possible. But then there was Chris Carter on ESPN.
My mom did the best job she could do, raising 7 kids by herself. But there are thousands of things that I have learned since then that my mom was wrong.
Yes. Thank you.
It's the 21st century. My mom was wrong. She did the best she could, but she was wrong about some of that stuff she taught me. And I promise my kids I won't teach that mess to them.
And then this.
Take them off the dang on field. Because you know what? As a man, that's the only thing we really respect. Mm. We don't respect no women. We don't respect no kids. The only thing Roger and them do, take them off the field, because they respect that.
We had to remind ourselves we were watching football. Chris Carter also said the problem cuts across racial and ethnic lines. And in 2011, Time magazine said studies suggested as many as 90% of American parents use corporal punishment on their kids. But as our next guest writes, the very idea of questioning black parenting triggers, well, a lot. Khadija Costley-White is assistant professor at the School of Communication and Information at Rutgers. Her article in the online tech website Quartz is entitled, It's Time We Reject the Idea That Beating Our Kids Is Part of Black Culture. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this will of necessity be a difficult talk. It's not for all ears, so we have that warning for our listeners. But you write that the devastation of the black family during slavery shapes black opinion about just how they should be able to raise their own children. But you also write that some scholars tie beatings to slavery. Tell us more about that.
The argument generally follows that slavery was so brutal that it became a way of life, that the kind of violence and brutality and terror that occurred in slavery became normalized and routinized in a way that, you know, even to the extent that disciplining one's children kind of took up the patterns of brutality. And there's kind of a traumatic reenactment of what discipline is supposed to look like.
Well, we have other questions, but one of the things that seems to be lost in the debate over whether or not parents should physically punish their children is exactly how bad this beating allegedly was. I mean, you do talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the problem, I'm a scholar of media and in journalism, and so my interest in even writing about both Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson had to do with talking about violence, the rhetoric around kind of abuse, both in terms of women and in terms of children. And so here you have people responding automatically off the cuff about the notion of beating children as natural and automatic. And what happened there that day was not natural. You know, it was a man taking a 4-year-old, telling him to pull down his pants, stuffing leaves into his mouth, according to reports, and beating him with a stick. You know, he sent text messages to the mother of this child saying, yeah, I think I got him, you know, on his testicles. And so I think, you know, we need to really know what happened here in terms of the kind of brutality that this child endured.
Well, there were open wounds and the child had to go to the hospital. And it's the child reportedly that's alleging that the father put the leaves in his mouth. This wasn't just and there are those who are against spankings, but this wasn't just a spanking. The hospital was involved, but also a grand jury refused to indict Peterson in May, and then the prosecutors brought another grand jury to indict, and they did indict. That right there tells you that there's such a difference of opinion on this.
Absolutely. But I mean, it goes again, you know, I went back to slavery for the first part, but this also goes back to, you know, our history. Children weren't seen as people who have rights throughout the 19th century. It kind of was a new idea. Child abuse became kind of invented with the rise of the X-ray. The X-ray kind of coming alive allowed people to really start being able to see and through kind of evidence and physical evidence what happened to children. And so we have a real and lasting kind of notion that children aren't real people, that they can be treated as property, and that they're the domain of their parents. They're under the supervision. And people don't like that to be questioned.
Well, the questioning really began in the 1960s, but bring us up to date now on the Black community, which we know doesn't speak as a monolith. But what are you hearing from people in the Black community about why they might have to be more of a disciplinarian with their children?
People think that, you know, I have to get across to my child how serious this is, right? That Black children, and we know this to be true, don't have the same amount of room for mistakes. And so parents really want to get across the seriousness. And in that, I think they end up with much harsher practices when it comes to physical discipline.
Yeah. Well, and what about the research on the effects of physical disciplining on children?
Yeah, there are a lot of there's a lot of research on, especially children who experience trauma like this little boy did, that they grow up anxious, that they're more likely actually to end up in jail, that they're more likely to be depressed, and you know, all sorts of, you know, ongoing trauma that endures not just throughout their childhood but through their adulthood.
Well, but now we're hearing these well-known Black men debating discipline of children on football shows, and you hear this almost confusion. And I'm wondering if you have thoughts on that. You know, Black men who have been told in the past, you've got to stand up and raise your children. And now they're feeling as if, wait a minute, I stood up and raised my child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People don't want to question Black fatherhood. There's this notion that there has to be a Black father in the home in order for children to kind of get this ability that they need. But in truth, it can't look like this, right? Charles Barkley is absolutely wrong. And I am so grateful for Chris Carter for really stepping up and saying, I'm a survivor and I'm going to tell you that this is wrong. You know, I also am a survivor of child abuse. And so there's more trauma being inflicted with this kind of discipline than anything else, you know, mm-hmm. than any sort of benefit. And we have to really face that. No one teaches us where the line is when it comes to abuse and when it comes to spanking. And so we end up kind of cloaking misogyny and cloaking abuse in this rhetoric of cultural rights. And really, actually, it only serves to further harm folks who are most vulnerable, like women and children in the Black community. So we have to kind of take a deep breath and question even some of those thoughts around the importance of Black fatherhood. What we're talking about is we need good parents, and we absolutely have to teach them that it is wrong to take a child and to beat them so hard and so brutally that they have to go to the hospital. We have to tell them that the strongest aren't the ones who are supposed to dominate and take advantage of the most vulnerable.
Khadija Cosley-White, assistant professor at the School of Communication and Information at Rutgers University, will link you to her essay on this topic at herenow.org. Professor Khadija, thank you.
Thank you.